threaten me. I am an Iraqi war veteran. I served there from January to May. Got out of the Marines in August 2003. 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. I saw enough to open my eyes to everything that probably a lot of Americans should see, but don't want to see. I didn't want to go. But if my country feels that it's necessary for it to go into harm's way to better ourselves or better people around us, then I'm going to back my country. I'm pretty much the same guy that I was before I left. I mean, I have a lot of different thoughts. I have a lot of dreams about stuff that happened in the dream world, like some of the firefights and the ambushes and the 2 year old girls that killed. I have dreams that memories of that, I guess. I really haven't tried to block all of it out, but I blocked out what I probably needed to block out to make me sleep at night. The worst night of my life, because we didn't know what was going on. That was the night of the horrendous answer. It's like fog. Really unbelievably thick fog you can't see through. No matter what you do. And, you know, sand, it just gets everywhere. You get in your teeth, your nose, your ears. That morning, after like the same storm had subsided, that's when we went over to where the rest of 3-5 was. We like pulled into there's just one big mud pit, and one of my guys, Price, he came over to me. Basically, just like, "Hey, Marchie, hey man, did you hear what happened last night?" And I was like, "Nah, man, what?" He's like, "We got ambushed." I was like, "Really? What happened? Anyone got hurt? Anyone get killed?" They just saw like some type of light coming towards them. It was a downpour. It was miserable. All we saw was flashlights, and behind them firing at us. As a normal person that's in war, you see people with flashlights walking towards you, because keep in mind, you can't see the people. All you see is the flashlights and the fire coming at you. Your natural instinct is going to be fired back. So they shot the two people with the flashlights. We did. We're trying to get the people that were firing at us, essentially. In the morning, they do a thing called CASREP, casualty report, and when they went over there to see what the report was like, they know it's a two-looper. Me and one of my other guys, like, we just walked over there, and, like, we saw what was left of it. One of the girls, she was missing her head, she was missing her shoulder, her leg was partially gone. She had a big hole in her right side. The other girl was missing her head, most of her upper chest. There's blood, but that's what it was. I really felt sad that two innocent little girls had to die for anything that was remotely associated with this war, because it wasn't about that. It's about Lincoln's and all the sacrifice of people. I think they sent the little girls over just because they thought we weren't going to fire them if we could identify them. But it would have been impossible to identify them unless we had like giant spotlights, which we didn't. It just really made me think of like how sorry, pitiful, like parts of the bath body were, or the Saddam was, I should say. How actual sorry and pitiful they were, but they're just trying to get one leg up on us. At the time, we didn't know they were kids. Because if we wouldn't know they were kids, we wouldn't have shot them at all. I mean, everyone was busy shaking all that stuff, which, it really got some people. Why are they going to send 2 year old girls on a suicide mission? Because they knew it was a suicide mission. They had to run. Come on, now.
sure if they're ones that are mom, dad, underground, or it's just in this group. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to be there. Our pressures, and that's like an autism. Sandstorm comes from nowhere, and this way, fire. Sincerely, they can use it too. Me personally,
Thank you. just looking out into the side of the storm. Right beneath his feet is sun. There's a smoke that can be done. And all the weapons of mass destruction.
Terror, Iraq. That's not terror.